Most big sports arenas use a lot of fossil fuel to heat and cool the buildings. They're energy hogs. But backers of the rebuilt Key Arena in Seattle say it will be the greenest in the world. The NHL's Seattle Kraken play their first home game of the season at the new Climate Pledge Arena on Saturday. KUOW's Joshua McNichols looked into the claims of greenness.
Architect Jason McLennan has spent his life working to make buildings more sustainable. He basically invented living buildings in 1998, which are buildings inspired by nature and held accountable to certain goals. They draw energy from the sun and reuse their own rainwater like a plant does. McLennan also grew up playing hockey. His dad almost went pro. The Climate Pledge Arena let him bring both those passions together.
Well, I gotta say that this is actually an exciting moment for me as we walk out into the arena. This is the first time I've seen the ice revealed, actually, since I've been here. So it's a bit of a moment.
Take the ice, for example, that the Kraken will play their games on. McLennan says it's different than the ice at other hockey arenas.
One of the things that makes this ice so special is where the water comes from to make the ice. And what we're doing on the Climate Pledge Arena is we're collecting water from the roof that falls naturally. Rainfall, we're famous for here in Seattle. We're collecting that rainwater in a series of gutters and pipes.
The water flows into a 15,000-gallon underground tank. From there, it's pumped and filtered whenever it's needed to build up a new floor or to feed the Zamboni. The building is full of little details like that.
And so we have solar panels.
The big picture is that Climate Pledge Arena will be certified carbon neutral. It doesn't use any fossil fuels, it offsets any carbon it produces, and by 2024, almost all its waste will be recycled or composted. McLellan says all the sustainability calculations will be published online every year.
I think that's an incredibly important thing that people can call us on it.
Amazon bought the naming rights to the arena, but instead of calling it Amazon Arena, the company used the name to highlight its climate pledge. I wanted to know if the claims about this arena were just a big marketing stunt, you know, greenwash. So I asked a couple faculty members at the University of Washington College of Built Environments, and they gave me two different responses. Kate Simonen is the chair of the architecture school, and she runs something called the Carbon Leadership Forum. She's spent years pushing organizations to take their sustainability goals seriously. She says Climate Pledge Arena is like a dream come true.
Oh, I feel excited. I feel really excited. I mean, the commitment to net zero by 2040 is where everybody needs to be going. And so to have a major, what I would consider almost public resource, attacking the climate challenge so aggressively is wonderful.
I went upstairs for a second opinion. Manish Chalana is with the Urban Planning Department, and he's a little less excited.
It's a narrow way of thinking about sustainability, and I'm not being overly critical as to what they're doing. It's good. It's good to be thinking about environmental sustainability. There's no doubt about that.
But Chalana says real sustainability is a three-legged stool. In Seattle, he says we do a good job talking about one leg of that stool, environmental sustainability. But we're less focused on the other two legs of the stool, social and economic sustainability.
I want projects like this to address all three pillars of sustainability before they can make that claim that they're truly sustainable.
Take economics, for example. It's true, the backers of this building spent around $1 billion of their own money to remodel it. But Chalana argues, in the end, the building is publicly owned, and he thinks the public is giving away too much of its future profits. Rob Johnson disagrees. He's a former city council member who now works for the Seattle Kraken. He says, consider the way things are usually done.
Traditionally, a sports team owner comes to a city or a local government and says, I want to keep my team here. But in order for me to keep my team here, I need hundreds of millions of dollars in municipal bonds or other financing in order to upgrade my building so we can stay competitive. And then I'm going to keep 100% of the profits of that facility.
Johnson says this arena flipped that approach on its head. It created a public building using private money, and the city gets a share of the future profits.
Some advertising revenue, the parking revenue.
It may take years to fully understand whether Climate Pledge Arena was as good a deal as we're being told. But in the meantime, it's definitely raising the bar for the environmental sustainability of big construction projects. For Here and Now, I'm Joshua McNichols in Seattle.